Molly's. One expert says the closing of Men's and Molly's might be a symptom of a national decline in LGBTQ bars. Felicia Chandler has that story.
Jason Spurl, also known by his drag name Rouge Fatale, is a longtime queer performer at Men's and Molly's. He says for many queer people he knows, places like Men's serve as a safe place to be comfortable and meet like-minded people.
We go there, grieve when we lose somebody, celebrate during Pride. We go there to celebrate any milestone within our lives as a group.
Jackie Gahagan is a professor at Dalhousie, specializing in health promotion and LGBTQ health. She says queer spaces like bars have been on the decline for years now.
Community connected spaces have kind of slowly dissolved either because of economic reasons or because the demographic who inhabited those spaces are now older and, you know, younger generations maybe not quite as fussed about having something that is called gay.
Gahagan says she agrees that queer spaces are important, but maybe this lack of dedicated LGBTQ bars will encourage other existing establishments to work with the community to make existing spaces more safe. Spurl says he's optimistic about establishments coming together to help make people feel more welcomed. But he predicts that this is not the end of LGBTQ bars in Nova Scotia. Felicia Chandler, CBC News, Halifax.